This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. S. Larry Schlesinger, MD, FACS, about the subject of breast implant flipping and what patients should do if a revision is needed. Dr. Schlesinger, always great to have you with us here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me.
You're most welcome, and I'm sure listeners are anxious to hear some information on this topic, which is hardly ever touched, to be honest with you, on breast implant flipping. So for starters, what causes a breast implant to flip?
Well, implants have been flipping forever. The pockets back in the day when they were first, breast implants were first invented in Houston, Texas, back in the early 1960s, they were flipping all over the place. And one of the mandates then was to make sure the pocket was very big. So implants turning all the time. The point was back then, the implants were underfilled, and because they were underfilled, whatever surface laid on the ribs became flat, and whatever surface projected towards the nipple became round, and therefore you couldn't tell if they flipped. I mean, they flipped and they flipped and they flipped, and nobody really knew about it. Today, we try to make the pocket just exactly the size of the implant. Kind of a hand-in-glove situation. And also we tend, because we have more cohesive implants, more overfilled or tightly filled implants, we actually do have a real top and bottom. So trying to eliminate rippling, we have implants that are now have an upside and a downside. It's more obvious when they flip. The cause of the flipping is they just flip, but as the pocket stretches with time, more room to flip. And probably the biggest reason for flipping is we've gotten so good at getting rid of hard breasts, capsular contractures. Capsular contractures occurred all the time back in the day. Consequently, you never knew if the implants were flipping because they had formed kind of a hard round ball, and you couldn't tell. But now the surgeons have gotten so good at not having capsular contractures, now it becomes more obvious that the implants are flipping. Back, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, you wouldn't know because they were you had a capsular contracture and you couldn't tell that it was upside down or right side up.
Certainly appreciate the details there to lead things off. Now, how common is it for an implant to rotate in the breast pocket?
I'd say, with the exception of capsular contractures, it's about 100%. They all move front to back, up to down, and sideways. It's just the nature of implants. Even the textured implants, textured cohesive, implants rotate to some extent. Adams et al. Wrote a very good paper saying that it occurred even in implants that were textured and are specifically supposed to stay in place. They still rotate. And the article I'm referring to said they didn't rotate that much and it didn't make such a big difference, but they did rotate. So I'd say pretty close to 100%.
And with that being said, what should a patient look out for if they suspect that their breast implant has flipped?
Well, I think what we're really talking about is the firmer, more filled implants, the newer implants that are on the market today. And because they're firmer, when they do flip over, it becomes obvious And in the most cohesive of the implants, by all manufacturers, there's a top and a bottom, and the bottom is flat and has a back tab so you can feel it once you put the implant in to know that it was correctly positioned. And then there's a a rounded surface on top. And when those flip over, you have a flat surface. It's a strange look. And so that's pretty obvious. And what you should do is go see your plastic surgeon. And then the question becomes, what do you do? You can get your plastic surgeon to, if your implants have been in a relatively long time and the pocket has stretched out, you can reduce the size of the pocket. It's not particularly difficult to do that. You can get implants that are not quite so cohesive, and therefore when they move around and they hit the edge of the pocket, the really cohesive ones will actually climb the wall. It's quite interesting, and flip over. And this information I'm referring to right now came from the Allergan scientists. I've been in contact with them because I've been very interested in the subject for quite a while. And so it appears that they literally, if they're firm enough, literally walk up the wall, turn over, and have a flat side up. So the patient can obviously see that, and your plastic surgeon, and you can then discuss what's the next project. I have a patient who has implants that turn over, and she and her husband think it's kind of funny, and they don't want anything changed. I have patients that find it not so funny and want them changed. And so I've reduced the size of the pocket and put in implants that are less cohesive, that have less tendency to flip.
And that's certainly what a patient would be looking for with that procedure today. We're speaking with, once again, Dr. S. Larry Schlesinger, a board-certified plastic surgeon with more than 30 years of plastic surgery experience, located in Hawaii here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Schlesinger, how do you correct a flipped implant? Is that possible?
Well, first of all, you usually have to remove both implants, even though only one has flipped. And that's because you're really changing the type of implant, the nature of the implant. And so you're going to go in, change the implant for one that is less cohesive and also that has, less of a flat surface and a round surface, where the two surfaces are somewhat more less different, i.e. more similar. And also you're going to want to make the pocket smaller. And that's, we usually do that with a trick called the capsulopexy, where you take the scar tissue around the implant and use the scar tissue itself to decrease the overall volume of the pocket by moving the scar tissue in from the side, moving the scar tissue up from the bottom. So you've literally decreased the depth of the pocket and decreased the lateral extent of the pocket, and that gets you back to a hand and glove situation. This can only be done through a periareolar incision, an incision at the bottom of the nipple, and it's a bit time consuming, but it works really well, and patients have been very happy with having that done. The real issue here is that cohesive implants have definite merit for non-rippling. What the manufacturers need to consider is a cohesive implant that's convex on both surfaces, meaning that it's kind of like one of the at the county fair. You can get those flying saucers. You get bread on both sides and usually meat and something else inside. And so you got a convex surface on the upside, convex surface on the downside. And then if they flip, it really doesn't matter because there's no flat surface. I'm not a physicist, and I am not somebody that makes breast implants, so I don't know about the difficulty of that. But that would be, in my opinion, the answer. The value of the more cohesive implants is you get less rippling, which is marvelous, but unfortunately it's created a new problem. And we're so good at getting rid of capsular contracture that has also created this new problem. And so the best solution would be retooling the implants, in my opinion.
Certainly appreciate the information and advice here on today's topic with your 30 years or more than 30 years of experience in the field. Lastly, what kind of results can a patient expect after revision surgery?
When you make the pocket smaller and when you change the implant from something that's extremely cohesive to something that's not quite so cohesive, kind of a little bit mushier, that's a scientific term. When you use a smaller pocket, create a smaller pocket, and create an implant that is not so cohesive, or put in an implant that's not so cohesive, you can expect years and years of having the implant correctly positioned and not obviously flipping over. The problem is pockets stretch. Tissue stretches over time. Gravity is a constant as long as we're on this earth. And so after possibly 10 years, you know, I used to think the FDA's admonition to change implants every 10 years didn't have any validity. But the more I'm seeing different problems arise, the more I'm thinking that at 10 years, you don't have to change the implants, but you have to look at how big the pocket is and what type of implant is in there. And now this is a new problem that's probably only been around for about 4 or 5 years since the new implants came out. But now we have to face that. So at 10 years, considering tightening the pocket or changing the implant may not be a bad idea at all. So I hate to say this, but kudos to the Food and Drug Administration.
Once again, Dr. Schlesinger, really appreciate your visit with us and covering today's topic of breast implant flipping and what to do about it, signs, etc., and the expertise shared here today on the program. If listeners wanted to reach out and be in touch or to get more information on your practice there in Hawaii, where's the best place to get further details online?
Well, my website address is breastimplantcenterofhawaii.com. And we also have a second website called Mommy Makeover Institute of Hawaii.com. And those are the two main surgeries we do, mommy makeovers and breast implants. And yes, I've been in Hawaii over 30 years, and we have just a fabulous practice with wonderful patients and a great staff. And boy, thank you very much for having me on your show. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this very prevalent and present subject.
And of course, we always appreciate your joining us here on the program. I know it's quite early out there. Don't even want to ask what time it is, but we always thank you for taking a moment to speak with us here today and always on eHealth Radio. Have a great one. Look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you very much. Good talking to you.
And good to talk to you as well. We've been speaking with Dr. S. Larry Schlesinger, a board-certified plastic surgeon with more than 30 years of plastic surgery experience. And for further details, visit breastimplantcenterofhawaii.com or mommymakeoverinstituteofhawaii.com. These links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.